Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is so fabulous every Saturday being here with you on CFAX 1070. This is Lifestyle. We always have great guests and lots of information for you. On the show today, we're going to talk to Annie Poole from Fabulous at 50. She's got a big event coming up with Sean Duperron, and we're going to talk about forgiveness. It's something we do for others, but mostly for ourselves. Also, Grace Gary is going to talk about holidays and maybe how we can not put on weight when we go to visit those relatives or go away on vacation. And off the top of the show, we're going to talk to the two blondes, Capiglia from Victoria, which means hair in Italian. All kinds of hope has arrived in Victoria to offer solutions for your hair and scalp problems. Last night, I just want to tell you about a cool thing I went to at the Strathcona Hotel. Years and years ago, well, decades really, I worked at Strath. I was the world's worst waitress. I'm proud of that. Couldn't count, couldn't serve, but that hasn't really changed much. My great friends were there, Jerry Lang and Marianne Lang. Of course, Jerry has been at the Big Bad John's for a long time, and he's retired, but not really. He's going to still be there on Saturdays. Friends Grant Olson, Debbie, Arlene, Holly, Liz Lau, George and Ron. Great to see everybody. I hope to have some of them on the show eventually to talk about the souvenirs, baby, and all the stuff we got up to. Or, well, not all of it because we just couldn't do that. But it was awesome, awesome, awesome. Also, last week, Hudson and I took our three, you know, young adults to L.A., went to Disneyland and many other things. Also met Conan O'Brien at the Malibu Inn. And he was so cool. We wanted to get tickets, but couldn't. And he said, I can fix that. So he got us green room passes and tickets to the show the next day with Marshawn Lynch and Evangeline Lilly. So very, very cool. And it's nice to meet people that are as nice in real life as they seem on air, because they're just people after all. But neat when they're heroes of your kids and they're actually fabulous. Speaking of fabulous, the two blondes. Hello, ladies.
Well, hello, Patty. How are you today?
I'm very good. Aileen Eakins and Catherine Hansen are the two blondes, and you have a venture together, and we are passionate about hair. And you have great hair.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you. But, you know, and that's actually why we ended up getting into this particular aspect of the beauty industry, is because we are passionate about hair, and we are passionate about people who don't have hair, because we do understand what hair actually means in our society.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think we were talking about men and women, the difference that women, particularly when they're thinning or losing hair, almost it's worse, because sometimes men now, it's been cool, they shave their heads because
absolutely
of all of these actors and
yeah
stuff.
And I mean, we see on a daily basis women coming into our center, and you know, they've really kind of retired from life because they don't want to go out. They're ashamed to go out because they think everybody's looking at their hair or lack of it. And so, you know, really, we consider ourselves emotional transformation specialists, because we really can emotionally transform these women's lives. And I've been in the hair business since I was 13 years old. You know, it's 45 years. And
how old are you?
I'm old.
Let me do the math. Wait a minute.
I am really old. I am old.
No, you're not. You're a hot blonde.
But it's, you know, and being in the hair industry and growing up in the hair industry and just working with women particularly, mm-hmm. and men over the course of all these years, you know, as a hairstylist, I was, you know, as my clients aged or different things happened in their lives, I could see that they were losing hair. But it was really a struggle for me to be able to do anything or offer anything. So, you know, when a few years ago I stumbled upon Capiglia.
Which is Italian for hair, by the way.
Yeah. When I stumbled on the company Capiglia, you know, then the light clicked and it was like, oh my goodness, I can really now effectively do something to help these women.
Hope is here.
Hope.
Exactly. And men as well, because, you know, I think people just take it for granted if they have good hair. You know, guys said I have a big head of hair, and it's kind of my shield. But you know, if you didn't have the hair that you want, like whether it's your face or your hair, we all have parts we don't like. But not to have hair is pretty obvious stuff, right?
It is.
It hits you right when you see it. And if you can fix it,
why wouldn't you?
Well, exactly. You know, it's interesting because I often think, too, that our society, you know, we are so judgmental as people, and we have these expectations on how people, and women in particular, are supposed to look. And the other night, I was out for a walk, and as I was walking down the street, this woman came out of her apartment ahead of me, and she is completely bald, beautifully dressed, completely bald. Now, for me, I see this a lot, and I think nothing of it. I think, wow, she's beautiful. But as she's walking down the street and people are passing her, I can see them look at her and doing that double take. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, how distressing to feel like you are being judged just because of the hair thing.
Absolutely. And you have lots of different things. It's called
Trichology. You know, one of the things that the beauty industry has really ignored for as long as Kath and I have been in the business is the scalp issue. You know, we deal with hair, but the scalp is something completely different. And often a client will sit in a stylist chair and say, oh, my scalp is itchy, or this is happening. And right now, really, all that stylists have been able to do is perhaps say, oh, well, try this shampoo. And it's a one-size-fits-all product. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, scalp issues are very individual.
And let's talk about a couple of those, because a lot of people have dandruff or dry skin, or and they try, you know, Head and Shoulders or these things on, you know, and it can be seasonal. You just don't know how to get a handle on it. If you want to wear different clothing, it can be a horrible thing to have dandruff and
absolutely
flakes everywhere.
Yeah, your hair, it's flaking all over your clothes. It doesn't look good. And really, there's so many different things that cause that. I mean, it could simply be a simple case of dry scalp dandruff. It could be something that's a little bit more ongoing, psoriasis, eczema, you know, it could be the precursor to a lot of things. And actually, what's really interesting is dandruff in a young man is the first stage of male pattern baldness.
Really?
So if you can
catch... Josh.
Yeah, seriously, Josh, if you can catch particularly a young man, say between 15 and 22, who's got dandruff, a severe case of dandruff, we can take a look at his genetic patterns and say, okay, you're in the first stage and we can do something about it. We're not going to cure male pattern baldness, please don't get me wrong, but we can probably help delay the process.
And that's big, Josh. Isn't
yeah.
Well, that explains
anything?
A lot, at least.
You got hair.
For now.
Yeah. But so all these things, sometimes they're just symptoms of something that's underlying. And I'm sure with a lifestyle program, Patty, you've talked to people about thyroid problems and autoimmune disorders and all of these things that in the end affect us in a topical way.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I think it's important to go to someone who deals just with this.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not dealing with hair, you know, as a stylist, we don't have a salon. That's not who we are. We are dealing strictly with issues. So hair issues, starting from the scalp and looking at all the different scalp ailments. And that's all we do every day. And you can look topically at somebody's scalp and say, oh, yes, they have a bit of flaking, they have some scales, they have, you know, a few different things, but we actually have a micro camera that we're able to look at the scalp magnified 200 times, and we can actually see what's going on the scalp. So somebody may say, oh, I have dry, my scalp's dry, but that's really not what's going on with them. It's actually oily, but there's a crust on it.
Right, and there's a lot of embarrassment around that too.
Right?
People
yeah.
are kind of shameful of having dry scalp or dandruff or any of these things.
Yeah.
And someone to look at who doesn't judge, it's like you see it all the time, like you say.
Yeah,
exactly. In fact, the statistics are really, really surprising. 4 out of 10 people in our population have scalp issues of some sort. That's incredible. 4 out of 10. Oh. And 70 to 75% of the population has fine and thinning hair. Again, enormous numbers. And out of that 70 to 75%, you know, particularly the women, they don't want it. We talked to a wonderful lady the other day, and she had hair, but it was absolutely duck fine. Like, we call it duck down. Mm-hmm. And we can actually help her do something about that.
That must be music to people's ears when they come in and know that they can pump that volume up a bit. And
Absolutely. But the other thing is, you know, there's so much misinformation out in the marketplace these days, and there's so much misinformation. You know, you go on Pinterest, you go on Facebook, you go on some of the social media sites, and there's just so much out there that is incorrect.
And I think we have so many infomercials and stuff that we don't know what is a hair transplant, what is a weave, what is a system, what is what. So when we come back, let's talk a little more about that and what you offer.
Great.
Lovely.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
There were fresh baked scones in the kitchen. We would arrange flowers in the garden, and we'd listen to beautiful music in the afternoon. But that was all last week.
At Trillium Care Communities, we respect your loved one's individual needs and lifestyle. We support all levels of care, and everyone is welcome. We understand this chapter in life can be challenging, but Trillium truly does feel like home. Trillium Care Communities, come join our family. Visit trilliumcare.ca. Call about our summer rate special on now at Craig Derrick Care Home.
Hi, it's Wendy from All Victoria Vacuums with a Vac Fact. Did you know more people buy vacuums than any other major appliance? 98% of households have one. At All Victoria Vacuums, we know vacuums inside and out. So why buy from a big box store when you have experts to help you make the best choice? We carry top brands like Dyson, Miele, Sebo, Ricar, and built-ins like Canavac and Nilfisk. Get the facts from All Vic Vac, the island's only authorized Dyson repair shop at Hillside and Cedar Hill for 38 years.
Hey, it's your anniversary in a week, right?
Yep.
Getting the missus anything special?
Well, I don't know. I got time. I'll think of something.
7 days later.
Happy anniversary.
No way. Already?
Yes.
Some things are closer than you think, like the JBI Pub and Restaurant at the James Bay Inn. Try their three-course dinner menu and experience great home-style cooking with fresh ingredients made from scratch. The JBI Pub and Restaurant at the James Bay Inn. Really good, really close. Corner of Government and Toronto.
If your windshield needs to be replaced, there's no place better than First Response Glass. It's just that simple. First Response gives you a lifetime no-leak warranty, a deluxe interior shampoo, courtesy car, new wiper blades, and they take care of the insurance processing from start to finish. There's no better place to take your vehicle than First Response Glass. It really is just that simple. In Saanich on Glanford and Jacqueline in Langford, hassle-free First Response Glass fixes it.
I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle every Saturday here on CFAX 1070. I have the two blondes in the studio from Capilia, Victoria, and Capilia means hair in Italian. And we're talking about different scalp issues, but I want to talk a little bit about some of the other things they do. You know, hair transplants is something they can oversee, but also there's things that you can do which are hair systems. And a lot of people lose hair in the middle. And there's certain products that don't work and certain ones that do. And you guys say you have these systems like Evolve that really look natural. And tell us how they work and to give hope to people, because the brochures are incredible, seeing people with that pattern, whether it's men or women, that look natural.
One of the big things that we see a lot of is women with what we call diffuse alopecia, which is thinning hair. They still have hair, but there's very little of it. Mm-hmm. Right? And so they want to have the look of more hair. So how do you replace hair? Well, you know, you look at your options. You could put in extensions, but if most diffuse alopecia is on the top.
Yeah, and for extensions, right? We mean, if people don't know, those are bits of hair that are kind of fused onto your own hair.
For sure.
So you have
absolutely
to have that.
Yeah.
So if it's nothing on top, you have nothing to fuse it to.
Really, you have very little to fuse it to. And of course, as we mentioned to you in the break, we're not really keen on a lot of extension systems because they create scarring and traction alopecia.
Over time.
The same as the weaves and the braids.
Okay.
You know, you see that because you're pulling your hair so tight in putting them in that it creates these scarring and it creates bald patches.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we see that a lot in African American women for sure.
So what do you do? Can you kind of explain for people, give them a visual of how that works a little bit?
Well, there's several different options when women have thinning hair, and most of the thinning hair is happening on the top.
Yeah.
So when we see women that come into our center, they're there because they need to add hair. somehow. They just don't know how. So there are other options. The options are a clip-in hairpiece, either synthetic or human. But again, you're putting that in and taking it out every day. You're not living in your hair,
yes,
right? There are bonded systems where we would shave the top of the head. So you're shaving off what is on the head, and then we surgically, with surgical glue, we glue a system.
Adhere
a system onto the head. And that stays for 4 weeks. And then 4 weeks later, they come in, we take it off, and then we are able to install it again. They live in that hair. They can pull on that hair. They can swim in the hair. They can do, you know, whatever they like in that hair. It is very, psychologically, it's very difficult to get a woman to do that.
Yeah.
You know, the impact for them to shave off the little bit of hair that they have is very difficult. The newest system that we have is called Evolve.
Yeah.
And they have a great website for anybody listening that can go check it out. It's called evolvinghair.com. And they can check out exactly what this system does. We are able to attach, even if they have a small amount of hair on the top of their head, we are able to attach by way of a non-damaging crimp bond an integrated hair system. We're actually able to pull some of their hair through the system so that it looks completely natural. Again, they can live in their hair. They can swim in their hair. They can, you know,
style it.
Make love in their hair.
Yeah,
they can do, you know.
And that's so interesting because we had this wonderful woman in the store the other day, and she's a single lady, and she's really, really struggling because she's been wearing clip-in pieces, right? And she's taking these pieces in and out, and she says, you know, I really want to have a relationship, but I, you know, like, what happens when I want to make love and I have to take out all these
get off my hair.
You know, what's the guy going to think? I want to have hair.
Yeah. And I mean, really, you know, who doesn't want to live in their hair? You really want to live in your, you should see women's faces when we ask them that question, you know, do you want to live in your hair? And they always say, yes,
we want their hair back. And what's the maintenance end for this?
So something like this is every 4 to 5 weeks, you're going to come back into the center and we disconnect the piece. We take care of it. We sort of refresh it. We take care of your scalp, give you a great shampoo. We reattach. But, you know, you may have to have, you know, like a bit of a trim of your natural hair or whatever. So we reintegrate it. And these pieces are made to last between
8 to 12 months.
Yeah.
Normal wear and tear.
Yeah.
You know,
wow. And so a lot of people that don't want to go through the process of transplant, because you do organize that too and do before,
yes, we
after
do.
Care. This is a good solution that people don't want to go through that.
It is a great solution. And really, when you think about it, you go to the hairstylist anyway, usually every 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And so it's really similar routine, right? But now you're able to live in your hair.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And if somebody doesn't know, they would never know. You'd have to tell somebody, yeah, that you were wearing a piece. Yeah.
And really, when you think about it, hair is one of our greatest fashion accessories. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't matter what you put on. You could put on a $10,000 evening gown that was done by a designer. If your hair doesn't look good, you don't feel good.
So that's very true. And these systems will look great. And you have other things too. Laser?
We do.
What does that do?
Well, we sell the iGrow Laser Helmet, which is an at-home laser service. It's low-level laser technology combined with LED lighting. And what it does is it stimulates cell growth and rejuvenation. So together with the Trichology products that we promote, so with the Trichology, we work at creating a really clean scalp with an open follicle, and then with the stimulation from the lasers, we've seen incredible results. And this is one of the only products in Canada that's been verified by Health Canada to be used. And the results, the testimonials, the referrals, there's so much information and research about it. It's pretty impressive.
Now, again, I think you're quite cautious about not saying you can totally repair or rebuild or regrow, because you have to be,
when
you don't want to give false information,
no,
but
no.
This can stimulate and help with that, what's there.
You got it. Once the follicle is closed, you're not going to get that back. But one of our mottos is, where there's hair, there's hope. So think about it this way. If you have 10 pencils on a white page. You're going to see that white page in between the pencils, correct? Mm-hmm. But if you have 10 baseball bats, you may not see that page. So that's what we talk about doing, is increasing the diameter and the volume of the hair shaft.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Now, you have something, too, called, I see, a virtual consultation. And, you know, I think this topic is good because I think so many people get to a certain point. They think, well, I've lived this so long. But, you know, they go through periods of maybe depression or being down about their hair. And a virtual consultation, I'm not sure how it works, but I'm sure it would be kind of nice because you wouldn't have to really go in or pick up the phone. How does it work?
They just go onto our website, which is www.capelia.ca, and go to the virtual consultation button.
Button, yeah.
And fill it out, and then it actually gets directed to whatever locale. So here in Victoria, if it was there, that postal code, it would come to us, and then we would reach out and touch.
Nice.
Should we sing now?
And you guys seem like you really enjoy what you're doing.
Oh, love it.
And want to help people.
Absolutely.
And that's
very
the battle, I think, is people to know, hey, I've met them already on the radio. They seem nice, right? Because I'm sure we're talking to a lot of people right now that go, oh, my gosh.
There's
I'm
hope.
So excited.
There's hope.
Absolutely.
And yes.
We hear that from women every single day. You know, when they walk in, it's like, oh, my God, we're so grateful that we didn't know that this was an option.
And totally, and I'm sure with women, though, a lot of times when they're pregnant or hormones, all the stuff that's going on, lose hair at different times. What kind of stuff causes that hair loss in women?
A lot of it is hormonal changes. We see a lot. We see thyroid issues, of course, some autoimmune disorders.
When at 4.5 months, the baby starts to, from the mother, all amino acids and B6, vitamin B6, that's what they're needing at that point. So the feeling a lot of that. That's when the hair loss actually begins in pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And so we do in trichology, we are able to address that because at 4.5 months, we are able to do some treatments and then give them products which will stimulate their amino acids and B6, which is going to help that down the road. Because, you know,
I didn't lose too much, but I had some patches, and certainly I know lots of people did. We only have a couple of seconds left here. You also do wigs because a lot of people go through chemotherapy treatments and radiation, and really count on having a good wig to make themselves feel good. So you have
we have a great selection of wigs for our women. And one of the things we always want to tell them, this is temporary.
Absolutely. How do people get a hold of if they want to know more?
Come and see us. 2553 Quadra Street, Quadra Village.
250-590-5772.
Two Blondes, great having you on the show. You're welcome to stick around for the next segment. Come back after the news. We're going to talk to Grace about how not to put on weight when visiting relatives. Back in two.
Mom, what's that device between your toes?
It's a digital orthosis. I only wish I'd known about this treatment sooner.
Dr. Glenn Cornwell is dedicated to the prevention and correction of foot pain using direct milled prescription orthotics and digital orthosis. Digital orthosis fit between the toes and are designed to prevent progression of the bunion and hammer toe deformities. Through innovation and care, Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry puts your best foot forward. Call 386-9353.
My name is Tara, and I work for Sydney All Care Residents. People always ask me, what makes Sydney All Care different? For starters, we're all about care. We offer private rooms. We have our own on-site gourmet chef. We have 24-hour staff, and we always have fun. So what makes us different? At Sydney All Care Residents, we're all about care.
Sydney All Care Residents, privately offering respite, complex, and palliative care. Learn more at allcarecanada.ca.
Victoria's breaking news and talk that matters. CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. A state of local emergency has been declared in Port Hardy as a wildfire continues to threaten as many as 60 homes. Those properties are now under an evacuation order. A strong wind is whipping up the flames, burning in a heavily wooded area about 1.5 kilometers from Port Hardy. Sandra Boyd is only about 2 blocks away from the fire.
We were told last night to remain on like our street, kind of where we are. We're at the end, the closest end to them, that we're on alert to be ready in the event of anything. You know, they had some serious winds last night, so they had a hard time keeping it you know, under control. That was the issue, because there was, the winds were just crazy last night.
Now that wind has been blowing embers into the neighborhood around Park Drive, Upper Carnarvon Road, and Mayor's Way. 25 apartment suites in Souk were evacuated early this morning after a fire broke out. Crews from Souk, East Souk, Machosen, Otter Point, and Langford all responded around 1 a.m. to the building on Grant Road. Damage is said to be extensive and the cause is under investigation. The people forced out of their homes were taken to hotels. One person was taken to hospital for smoke inhalation. A study conducted by UBC marine researchers has resulted in a warning to seafood lovers. With increased carbon dioxide levels affecting our water, it's likely we're going to see a decrease in the size of the seafood at restaurants and in supermarkets. UBC professor William Chung says while a lot of damage has been done, there are things we can do to give the world's oceans a chance.
Setting emission reduction limits, also doing our part in reducing energy use. Also, we know that by ensuring sustainable fisheries, by managing our ecosystem and by managing our fish stock well, we can actually help fish stocks and fisheries to adapt some of these changes.
Chung says the acidity levels also spell trouble for a number of animals on land that often depend on the animals in the water for their food supply. While millions of Americans are relaxing around the pool or at a barbecue this 4th of July weekend, the holiday means extra work for police. Reporter Devin Dwyer says they're on high alert for any potential terrorist attack.
It's a Super Bowl test for America's national security. Celebrations in the nation's 239th birthday facing what some call the most serious threats since 2001. LA to DC, Chicago and Boston, law enforcement is fully deployed. Authorities citing no specific plot or threat, but concerned about ISIS and supporters possibly lurking inside the U.S.
The New York Police Department is stepping up security throughout the Big Apple. The NYPD has not identified any specific plots, but warnings have gone out to New Yorkers about the persistent potential for lone wolf attacks. CFAX weather coming up.
Hi, this is Matt of Speedy Glass. We'll start replacing Mr. Huntington's side windows soon. He didn't stay around to wait for his car because we got him to the mall using our free shuttle service. He was happy to be able to take care of some errands while we replaced his side window.
Take advantage of our free shuttle service and make better use of your time. Why wait for your car when it can wait for you? Make an appointment today at speedyglass.ca.
Speedy Glass Repair. Speedy Glass Repair.
CFAX weather, sunny today, a high of 27 degrees. Clear tonight, a low down to 15. Sunny again tomorrow and a high of 30. And it will be sunny and hot for all of next week as well. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 25 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. Find more news at CFAX1070.com. It's 1:34.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
You know, every morning we give you what you want. Local news to be updated every 50 minutes, or breaking stories as they happen. Weather and traffic every 10 minutes so you get to work on time and safely. Sports, we cover everything from local sports to the Canucks and more. And we talk to the newsmakers of the day every morning. Great prizes, all that, and we have a little bit of fun too. Victoria's favorite way to start the day.
Mornings with Al Farabee. Weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. It's so great to have you with me here every Saturday. I appreciate you listening, and I know I hear lots of great feedback. If you want to get a hold of me, lifestylepattymack.com, and I'm glad to take your ideas or your input anytime. Joining me right now is Grace Gary from Graceful Solutions, and we're going to talk a bit about success strategies for sticking to your diet on family visits, whether it's family visits or like our family who went away last week. You know, you're in a different environment. They're both different things, whether dealing with family or being on a holiday, but basically you got to kind of get some strategies around them. How are you, Grace?
I'm great, Patty. Thanks for having me on.
Wonderful to have you on. Grace, I know we were in L.A. last week, and, you know, I've been up and down the old weight thing and done really well this year, and you hate to be away and come back and put too much on because it does take a lot of effort. And I think summertime is a time when you kind of throw it away and think, oh, barbecues and an extra drink or ice cream or whatever it might be. You're going to talk about visiting families. Tell us some of the top things we can do here as we head out and maybe go visit our family this summer.
Yeah, great question, and very timely with the beautiful weather we have, mm-hmm. Patty. I mean, the thing with holidays, whether it's with family or we go somewhere else, is that we associate it with time off work. It's novelty, it's fun, it's time with friends, meals out, you know, lots of good stuff. Although often there are some stresses in there. We're away from home, we're away from our normal structure. Maybe we have more time with our family than we're used to. Maybe there's financial stresses. And just even the stress of traveling, you know, you're getting up early to catch planes or your long road trips. So there are lots of reasons that it's both enjoyable and also it kind of sets us off track.
Yeah, and I think that's really true, Grace. And I think a lot of people don't like to admit that because they feel they're not being loyal. But whenever you put anybody together for any length of time, you're going to have some conflict somewhere, right?
Exactly. I mean, I know that from my own personal experience. I'm an immigrant. I love going back to Ireland. And yet it doesn't take that long before, you know, when I'm back with siblings and my mom and stuff, that things can come up. You know, you suddenly start feeling like a child again.
Absolutely, no matter what your age. And you're also in someone else's house.
Yes, exactly.
So mealtime and everything else, you're a little dependent on people. So, and I guess some of the old triggers come back too if you're
well. Absolutely. I mean, the way, especially for those of us that have had some issues around food and with weight, those early patterns, they started early. The patterns of what we look to for food, the emotional reasons, excuse me, that we look to food come from our family. So if family members are still alive, our mother maybe is a good cook, or hey, have a second helping, or we're just triggered. You know, the kind of food that we were used to maybe is not the food we even eat now. I know that the food I eat now is very different than the food I grew up with. But my mother's cakes, her home baking, it's a huge trigger because it feels so homely.
It's a trigger, and also you feel bad if you say no to some beautiful cake or something that they put a lot of time into making.
Yes, because often, especially for our mothers, perhaps the way they showed love was they cooked for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want us to eat up and whatever. So it can be hard. Sometimes you can get sort of totally pulled into the whole family dynamics and whatever. So I think some of the things I suggest is the five things. One is to plan ahead. I mean, I think we're lost without a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even though going on holidays is not really the time usually when we think about, say, trying to maintain weight or to even lose weight, setting some goal for ourselves, being intentional about it rather than let it just be default.
Right, so that may mean that you do have a little bit of that cake, but then maybe you work out a little more or you have a little less somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's helpful, you know, even if you don't stick to your plan exactly, but even to make some rules for yourself, maybe you don't have second helpings or you have a smaller piece of cake.
And that's a good idea because I think if you have a little bit of a plan, then if you deviate slightly, you're not going to throw it all away because you're disappointed.
Yeah, and the second thing I'd say, so one, the first thing is plan ahead and write it down, then it feels more official. And the second thing is to bring some food with you, because often the kinds of food that we are used to, you know, I eat things like, say, chia seeds as part of my breakfast. Well, if I go to Ireland, they mightn't have chia seeds, but to bring things that you kind of know are kind of part of your plan, drinking water, having your own water bottle, it helps you remember what you're about when you bring some of your, like maybe protein bars, things that you know are on the plan for when you get hungry.
Absolutely. Grace, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a few more strategies for visiting your family. Also, if you're going on holiday, you can probably take some of these with you as well. Back in 2 minutes.
From the CFAX 1070 Community Cruiser, here's what's happening.
Every Wednesday night, the Oakland Sunset Market offers local fresh food, Victoria vendors, live music, and fun for the kids at Oakland's Community Center. Join in a scenic 10K ride on the paved bike loop around Victoria Airport, Sunday, July 19th from 11 to 2 at the Frequent Flyer 10K. Proceeds to ALS Canada.
Watch for our Kia Soul from Graham Kia on Government Street. CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. This July, drop your bottles off to the charity bins at any of the three Bottle Depot locations on Glanford, Quadra, and Queens Avenue. All proceeds help support the 2015 ALS Cycle of Hope team in their journey to bike 500 kilometers this August for ALS. Find out more on CFAX1070.com. And start digging those rainbow streamers out and wrap that feather boa around your neck, because Victoria Pride Week is having their annual parade and festival tomorrow with over 100 vendors. Make sure you come down and enjoy the fun in James Bay.
And July 11th, make sure you stay hungry for the fabulous food fun. Bring your family and friends to the Cook Street Community Barbecue. Also engage in some fun games and activities. That has been your Community Connections brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing.
I like free things.
Oh yeah? I like good things.
Free, good. I bet we can have both.
You're dreaming.
Am I? The Fairway Market flyer's right here. And look at this. Buy one, get one free. U.S. whole large cantaloupe works up to $2 each.
And 1 liter bottles of Pepsi, assorted soft drinks, iced tea, and water works out to $1 each.
Free and good.
Pretty nice combo.
We are a pretty nice combo.
Oh yeah.
No club cards, no gimmicks. Just great card-free pricing at Fairway Market.
While she was alive, Dr. Marjorie Chun loved working in pediatrics, so she left a bequest in her will. Today, sick children staying at the hospital where she worked will benefit from this bequest. Dr. Chun left a legacy. So can you. Leave a gift in your will to your favorite charities. Learn how at leavealegacy.ca, an initiative of CAGP Vancouver Island. Supported by the Victoria Hospitals Foundation.
Giving you the power to be smarter than your smartphone. Tech Talk with Alan Perry. Saturday mornings at 10 on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We're talking to Grace Carey from Graceful Solutions. She's got strategies for well-being. Grace, if people want to get a hold of you to know more about what you do, because you deal with a lot of different things, how do they do that?
Yeah, they're welcome to come to my website, gracefulsolutions.ca. I do tips on emotional well-being at the beginning of the month and tips on weight loss and emotional stuff in the middle of the month.
And don't you have something coming up?
Yes, I do. Thank you. I have a 30-day weight loss challenge. It's starting this Wednesday, the 8th, at 7 p.m. And it's going to be it's going to be a 4 live calls, an individual session with me, plus daily prompts for journaling. And so there's a few spaces left on that if anyone wants to kind of get a push forward in their weight loss,
right,
and get into the right habits.
And I think that accountability, too, in someone who's
exactly,
there to kind of, like yourself, to keep you in line and know that you're working with others, and it's not competitive, but at least it keeps you on track, right?
Exactly, because people often feel that they know that they're the only one, that they somehow, what's wrong with them? They don't have willpower. Why don't they have the self-discipline? It really is more than that. So of my 5 tips, one was planning ahead and bringing some of your own food. The third one is being aware of your triggers, because often we don't realize why certain foods seem to call our name. Why do we eat mindlessly? And why does stress make us turn to food? So awareness is huge, which is what people would get on that 30-day weight loss challenge with me. So being aware of triggers, especially being around family, you know, people get on your nerves, or the foods are around that you are attracted to, or that you're in a habit anyway of turning to food when you're stressed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the fourth thing is taking time for yourself, because I think time to meditate, to journal, helps you stay in your own skin. Because sometimes when we're around family or around others too much, we need some alone time just to get back to ourselves.
I totally agree with that. I think that maybe it's the older you get, you kind of want that downtime. And when you're in an intense visiting situation, which is if relatives are far away, it tends to be, you know, 3, 4, 5, you know, days of really intense visiting.
Yeah.
And you kind of do need to maybe have some time to yourself, or go for a walk or do something so that you can, you know, just think about it.
Yeah, just to balance it. Maybe it's journaling. It's getting back to yourself. And the fifth thing is to record. I mean, I think it's really helpful to plan, but it's also important to kind of, at the end of each night, well, how did the day go? How did I do with food? Did I do any exercise? Not as a way of beating yourself up, but just to kind of be accountable to yourself.
Right, and especially if you've been following something, you pretty much know the values of the things you're eating,
yes,
and doing.
Yes, exactly.
And it's easy to sort of put that in the back burner, but you kind of know each day. So I think accountability that way is a really good idea, because unless you sort of write it, or you know, there's so many different sites now, Fitness Pal, et cetera, that you can look up, you know, calories and things, and,
exactly,
and know
my
where you're standing.
Fitness Pal is one that I recommend.
Which one's that?
My Fitness Pal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's free.
It's really has lots of recipes, and you can record what you've eaten, and it also has fitness stuff. So it's really helpful, and I think it's free.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. And I know one of our Esther Kane writes on that, some of the well-being pieces, and lots of great things you can learn on that site. What about if we're just going for regular holiday? I was talking about going on vacation with my family, and you're in the States, you're at Disneyland, and there's a lot of kind of bad choices. I know there's always something good you can find,
but it seems
the ones they're looking at, especially with the young adults, it's the bad stuff.
Yeah.
How do you kind of keep that resolve? Because after a while, it's like hair straight back. Oh, I've blown it 3 days. I may as well keep going.
I know. It's so tempting. And the thing with the States, when you just as you mentioned that, is often the portions are very big.
Absolutely.
So one tip I got from one of my clients, actually, was what she does is she asks them at the beginning of the meal, the waiter, if they can have the meal and put half of it in a box and take it with her rather than wait for the leftovers. And that's one way of maintaining a reasonable portion.
I do that. I get the kids put theirs in a box and I eat them late. Not kidding. But, you know, you have to be accountable to yourself, right? I mean, you know, when you're sort of tipping the line, so you kind of need to... be a little accountable.
I think the other thing that could be helpful is we enjoy our food more when we're hungry. So maybe to decide, and even put your timer on that you're not going to eat for 3 hours after a meal, so that you're not just snacking and grazing because you're driving and there's chips in the car or whatever, that you make a decision to not eat for, say, 3 hours, so that you're actually hungry and enjoy the next meal.
Great tips. And I guess really you want to make sure you enjoy your time.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the food, but make it about the visit, not all about the food.
Yeah, exactly. And we enjoy the food that we think we're not going to enjoy it as much unless we really eat too much. And then we end up with a pain in our tummy and we're not actually enjoying ourselves as much as we think.
Absolutely. And Grace, I'm sure you see a lot of people that come to you and prepare for this season in particular. And then it's just gone and they have to start again in September.
I know. And I think what happens is if you blow the diet one day, as you say, you think, oh, what's the point? But, you know, every time that you make a different choice, it makes gives you a different outcome in the end. Just even though you've blown it one day, start again the next day. Every day is a new day.
And you know, it was interesting. We were just talking with our previous guest about hair, and you know, these things may seem all superficial, and we're talking about weight.
Yeah.
But it's not just about how you look; it's how you feel and the health of as you age.
Yeah, exactly. And every little action you take actually does add up. Sometimes you think, well, it doesn't matter. And in the moment, it doesn't matter. But when you add them all up, it actually does matter.
I think you got it right there. In the moment, it doesn't matter. And that's kind of the crux of it all, right?
Yeah.
Is those moments. And that's what you kind of have to be disciplined around a little bit.
I have a funny story to say. I tell you, few years ago, I went on holiday with a friend who was going to get married some months later, and she was hell bent on losing weight. So she's quite a bossy friend. So we had a lot of salad and tuna. She was making up the meals, and I actually lost weight. It's the first holiday and the only holiday in the 2 weeks. I came back 7 pounds lighter because of the regime she put me on and made me smile.
Well, you should be working with her too. She sounds like she's. She's got the right ideas.
Well, it was, again, her short-term gain was she wanted to be slim for her wedding. But...
Well, I think we've all been there, and we know how that ends. 25 years later. Well, it's been nice talking to you, Grace.
Well,
people want to get a hold
on.
Of you again. How do they do that?
Yeah, so gracefulsolutions.ca, if they're interested to check out my 30-day weight loss challenge that's coming up this Wednesday, or just to get my tips.
Well, again, another lovely guest who people will be more than happy to contact because, like my previous guests, you have a great way about you, Grace, and I know people find comfort in talking to you.
Thank you, Patty.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day. When we come back, we're talking to Annie Poole.
How Bell makes getting a smartphone better.
Alex wanted a better mobile carrier, and she switched to Bell. She loved everything they had to offer. An amazing selection of smartphones starting at $0, totally affordable rate plans, and access to Canada's largest LTE network. And since 99% of customers choose to stay with Bell on a monthly basis, shouldn't you switch too?
Hurry into a Bell store today. Bell, switching just got better.
Hi, I'm Ernie from the Foam Shop, where your comfort is our business. Ever notice how kids can fall asleep almost anywhere? Well, just because they can doesn't mean they should. Proper sleeping support is important for kids of all ages. And the Foam Shop has a full selection of mattresses specifically designed to provide the very best back support for kids of every size, weight, and age. Give your kids a head start at the Foam Shop. Ah, that's better.
I'm Al Farabee with the latest from CFAX Santas Anonymous. Everyone in your family is invited to join the Santas Anonymous fun volunteer program called Kids Helping Kids. You can learn more about it at CFAXSantas.com or call 250-920-4644.
Helping Victoria children and families in need, no matter what the need. Donate to CFAX Santas Anonymous now at CFAX1070.com.
BCAA has locked out its emergency roadside assistance dispatchers for trying to negotiate fair pay. You may have to wait if your car breaks down this summer. Call BCAA at 1-877-325-8888 and tell them to end the lockout. Brought to you by COPE 378.
Lifestyle on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. Josh, what do we got coming up after the show today?
BC Lions game.
Oh my gosh, we have BC Lions, we have Seahawks right here on CFAX all year, so make sure you stay tuned. It's going to be fabulous. Right now, another fabulous person, fabulous at 50, in fact, Annie Poole, and she's got an event coming up, experience and a martini party. Hi, Annie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Patty.
Excellent.
Thank you
excellent.
For having me on the show.
Well, nice to have you on. Now, you have an event coming up at the wonderful beach house in Cadover Bay. Sean Duperron, is that how you say the name?
Duperron, actually.
Duperron. And yeah. Tell us a bit about this guest you have coming on the event.
Okay, well, Sean Duperron is a very special guest. She's a six-time Emmy Award winner, a coach, an international speaker, and she's the founder of Project Forgive, which is a project that deeply answers the question about what it means to truly forgive.
Tell us a little bit from what you know of her and what she's put out so far, what that kind of means.
Okay. I know her personally through networks, and I've done her media mastery training. And she started the foundation a while back, and the goal is to support universal principles of peace and forgiveness, essentially to make the world a better place.
And when we forgive, you know, people often say, I forgive, doesn't mean they forget, but they do it for themselves too, right? Because when we hang on to that, we become an angrier person.
Yeah, really, forgiveness is more for yourself. It's a gift you give yourself.
If people are listening right now, and they're mad, you know, madness really is hurt feelings, but they've got something deep that they want to forgive. What kind of steps, and I know we'll hopefully they can come to your event, what kind of steps would Sean suggest to start to forgive someone or something?
Well, essentially to let go, and she'll share some tips on how to do that. Which I'm not privy to sharing that information.
So you'll have to come. And so tell everybody about the event and if they want to come to it, Annie.
Okay. Well, like you said, it will be at the Beach House Restaurant on Monday, July 13. And aside from Sean Duperron, there's a fabulous lineup of speakers. The founder of Fabulous at 50, the wonderful Diana Bowes, she'll be there. And also the makeover contest winner of the Inside Out makeover that I was featuring for 6 months, she'll be revealed and with her glorious transformation.
Now, tell us a little bit about Fabulous at 50 and your story, Annie, of getting involved in this and starting it and what it means to you.
Well, I became the director of Fabulous at 50 last November, and I heard about it through a friend in my social circles. And it was a group started by Diana Bowes back in 2008. And she started small and built it to what it is. And it's essentially an online and in-person community that inspires, educates, and empowers baby boomer women to be fabulous in all areas of their lives.
And why the heck not? Because we are.
Absolutely.
When I get to be 50, I'll find I'm kidding. Do you feel fabulous at 50 now? And did you feel fabulous before this, or has it helped you?
Well, it really has helped me. I really and truly have been on that journey for a while. And it accelerated when I became the director. I saw for myself that I had to change some things in my own life. So even in the past month, I've been on an accelerated journey to being even more fabulous. And so that's something I've been featuring as part of the event as well, is that I've put myself through a transformation process, and I'll be revealing a more fabulous version of me at the event.
Wow. And I think people should be inspired. You know, I think when we're kids, we see our parents and go, oh, you know, they're so old. And then we get to this age and we think our kids are looking at it that way. But it is fantastic. And no part of me would want to go back to being another age, because I enjoy where I'm at. And you continue to grow. And we're living in a great time being a boomer as we age.
Absolutely. But there are some things, if we're not aware of, that can hold us back. And those are things that I'll be sharing at the event.
Can you give us a little tip, if today, and someone wants to come to the event, a little something you can share with somebody today that if they're struggling, that would be something to get excited about or to move on and get on with being fabulous?
Okay. Well, for one thing, you don't arrive at a destination unless you have a goal in mind. So you need to have a focus. Who is your role model for being fabulous, not only now, but as you get older? Well into your 80s and 90s. So the important thing is to find that role model, someone that inspires you, that you can look up to.
And I think sometimes, as women in particular, we don't always give other people as much credit as they should have. And there's nothing wrong with asking for a bit of a mentor, someone that you can look up to, and not feel less about yourself, but feel more about yourself, because there's so many great women I've met through this show that are so happy to share themselves and help you improve.
Yeah.
And who is your mentor then? Who is your role model?
Well, I'll share who that is, and then at the event, she represents a surprising person in my life. So that role model is the world's oldest fashion model. Her name is Carmen Dell'Orefice, and I believe she's 85, and she walked the runway last year. I forget who was the designer, but she walked the runway in high heels, even though she just had a double knee replacement surgery. And now she's on more covers than she has been on in her entire life.
That's
more
amazing.
Magazine covers.
Amazing.
Yeah.
My mom was 92 when she died, and she was fabulous looking still and looked great. So, you know, we can continue to look great and feel great. Tell people how to get a hold of you one more time, Annie, before we go.
Okay. It's Annie at fabulous at 50, which is AT50.com. And I thought I'd let you know I'm holding a special offer today for your listeners.
Wonderful. We got about 10 seconds here, Annie.
Okay, it's a special deal. If one person brings two guests, that one person goes for free. So I'm offering that to the first three listeners that sign up and have
fantastic, two friends. Fantastic. Thank you, Josh, very much. Thank you, Annie, for that great deal. We'll see you next week. Watch CFL. Listen to CFL.